Josiah reforms and renews the kingdom with a new covenant from 2 Kings and from Luke. Scripture can be our path to God. Hearing or reading Scripture opens communication with God and God's covenant to the people. Without Scripture, we can forget about God, and in turn, our relationship with God is broken. We need Scripture to remind us what God has done and is continually doing for us and for all creation. Josiah was a reforming king who was faithful to God, and unlike most other kings, Josiah did not turn left and right. He stayed faithful. As young as 8 years old, he served as a king and did a good job of holding the people to task. A construction crew finds a book of God's laws as they are remodeling the church building. Because of this finding, Josiah, in his leadership style, brings the people back in covenant with God. Some think they found the book of Deuteronomy, possibly Deuteronomy 5. As he reads the scripture, he hears the command of God and reveals how the people have not been following the commandments God gave to Moses. The scriptures are what we call the Ten Commandments, or the 10 words of God. Observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy as the Lord has commanded you. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder, neither shall you commit adultery, neither shall you steal, neither shall you bear false witness against your neighbor, neither shall you covet your neighbor's wife, neither shall you desire your neighbor's house or field or male or female slave or ox or donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor. My paraphrase, excuse me. This is another example of how people have turned from God after a king has been leading them well. The people forget about God, then the prophets remind them, and they forget again, repeatedly. This is where Scripture takes the lead. Scripture does not help the kings, but leads the people back to God. Josiah makes a covenant with God, and the people will try to follow God's commandments. Because Josiah, with his own understanding, cleans house, it may not necessarily be God's way. We need to look at Scripture through the eyes of Jesus, grace and love of our neighbor. The law points to our sin and brokenness, which can lead us back to God. Grace is what sets us free by the selfless act of Jesus Christ on the cross as God comes to God's people, renewing his covenant once again. God's love shows us more than not kill our neighbors, but to die for our neighbors, because God's love gives us life. By reading Scripture in a way not manipulating for our agenda, but in relationship with our neighbors, to bring the good news to all people. 2 Kings 22, when the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes and said, "For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our ancestors did not obey the words of this book, to do according to all that is written concerning us." Again, my paraphrase. Gathering with other believers in study helps keep us from misinterpreting what God is telling us in Scripture. Reading Scripture and asking questions helps lead us into a relationship with God and faithful people. Obey the words of Scripture and trust in the covenant of God. Jesus repeats the words of Deuteronomy, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and love your neighbor as yourselves." Jesus is the open gate of God's love and salvation for all God's people. Amen. Let us pray. God of faithfulness, your servant Josiah restored your holy words to a people longing for your guidance. Help us learn your scriptures so that we might carry your words in our hearts, our words in our actions, and you open to us the gate of Jesus Christ. Amen.